Timeshare holiday properties are not a new concept. The timeshare property has evolved from a post-World War II home-sharing holiday system where British friends would purchase a European property and rotate the seasons which they were entitled to holiday. Now there are around 5,500 timeshare resorts across more than 100 countries. Now the leading timeshare operator in Dubai is Arabian Falcon Holidays, and it says that the growing sector can give the Dubai economy a $14 billion boost by 2020. In the studio now is the CEO of Arabian Falcon Holidays, Mohanad Sharafuddin. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, you've been in the industry for more than two decades. Is the timeshare concept, I've not really heard of it being here in the UAE, but how is it gaining traction?
Thank you very much for this opportunity. Yes, indeed, it is a new concept in the whole region, not just in the UAE. As usual, UAE is the leading when it comes to the GCC countries. Egypt was far before the GCC countries. People are really now ready to take this new concept into their consideration. Still in the beginning, and we think that it still have a very bright future.
Well, talk to us a little bit about how many properties there are in Dubai and where you market to for those timeshares.
In Dubai, we as Arabian Falcon are marketing two properties, which is one of them based on the Palm Jumeirah, and the other one is in JLT. There's other two properties that we don't involve in. Our main target clients are whoever comes and likes to visit Dubai in yearly basis. Mm-hmm. So basically everyone.
Mm-hmm. So why would I want a timeshare when perhaps I might have, because I'm not sure how you select the week that you're able to come and visit. So if I was didn't like the heat and I got a timeshare slot in August, that might not work. How do you work that?
Yes, I mean, you're right. I mean, Dubai in summer is very hot, but it is a high season for us. A lot of people like to travel. I mean, you know, Dubai has this very clever idea of having these surprises and summer surprises on the shopping mall. So heat is irrelevant for lots of people and families who are trying to travel in the region, not to go far away to Europe or Far East.
Are you saying that the prices for a week in the summer is the same as in the winter?
No, it's not. It's slightly less, yeah. But it's not a low season as the hospitality industry thinks, or not thinks, this is the reality, that the occupancy rate in normal hotels drops down.
Quite considerably,
Yes, in summer, but for timeshare, it does drop down, but that's not tremendous. I mean, it's just, we call it high-low season somehow, but it's not a low season at all.
How does the investment structure work? If I wanted to, say, get a timeshare piece here in Dubai?
Investment is not the right word to say. It's, okay, investing in your holiday. That's a nice way of doing it. You purchase your required amount of weeks, and let's say you're a two-weeker holidayer. So you purchase that 2 weeks, and you put the down payment of a certain amount, and the rest we can install it for you for a couple of years. And then once you complete the initial deposit, you have the right to use your property in Dubai or to exchange it with the 5,500 you mentioned resort worldwide.
Okay, let's have a look at this. I mean, how much would it cost me typically for, say, a week? You said you've got something JLT in Palm Jumeirah. Supposing I choose Palm Jumeirah for the week that we're in at the moment in May, how much would that cost?
Okay, it depends on how many members of family do you have, you want them with.
Why would it depend on that? If I'm buying that for the week, I can use it however I want, surely?
No, actually, you have to specify how many members of families you want to. There's a one-bedroom apartment, there's two-bedroom apartment, three-bedroom apartment.
Of course, I understand in the terms of size. But okay, let's say a two-bedroom.
Two-bedroom, that means it takes up to six adults. In May, which is fairly mid-season, the 1 week will cost you around 100,000 dirham. That's one purchase lifetime. And then you have this 1 week for the coming 90 years.
And what about maintenance fees and service fees on that?
Yes, you have to pay a $600 annual fee, which covers all the maintenances, all the beach accesses, all the amenities and facilities that we give you in the on site.
Who are you? Who is most interested at the moment? Is there a cultural, specific cultural interest in this kind of a holiday arrangement?
We have seen the market change during the past 10 years. We started with the GCC countries, surrounding us. It changed sometime for Persians and the Iranians, and now we have a lot of Africans who are really interested on buying a timeshare. Obviously, Europeans has always been interested, Americans, but mainly this our main target now we see is the African nations.
What about resale value? I mean, I've invested $100,000 in this property. Supposing I don't want it anymore, or I need the money. What's the process for selling it?
Resale is not an easy process. I mean, you purchase something that you can use, rent, give away, gift, whatever. But reselling is not a really valuable thing that we...
It's my asset, surely. If I own it for life, that a two-bedroom flat, for that 1 week, surely I can sell it on to somebody else.
Yes, you can. If you bring your own buyer, yes, you can put your own price on it. But, asking the company to sell it for you, it's not that easy.
That's okay. But is there an established resale market? I mean, is it popular at resale?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
This company specializes in reselling this.
And, Mohanad, what about government regulations? How is this industry regulated here in UAE?
We're still working on it. Mm-hmm. There's some headlines and some bold points that we are following, but we are working on it with the government hand to hand. RERA, DED are involved, and we're announcing it very soon, hopefully.
And what are some of the hurdles that you're facing that you think that regulation can help with?
Basically, encouraging people to be confident of this is a safe investment in your vacation. Mm-hmm. Yes, whenever it's regulated and announced, a lot of investors, a lot of brand names will come in board and invest in this infrastructure of the timeshare.
Mm-hmm. And do you working with any other like big name hotels, resorts here to perhaps get those off the ground? Because a lot of the attraction is using resort facilities.
Yes, I mean, the one in the Palm, we use the facilities in the Atlantis, on the Rixos Hotel, Zabil Sarai. We have some connections with them. The one in GLT, we deal with Movenpeak Hotel nearby. But worldwide, Marriott is our biggest timeshare developers, and we are lucky to be their representatives in the Middle East.
So if I pay 100,000 dirhams for a two-bedroom apartment on the Palm, I can use the Atlantis facilities for free, or do I have to pay for that separately?
No, you have to pay for it. Separately.
Okay. And then the service fee would be about $50 a month on that.
Yes.
Well, good luck indeed with the growth of that market. I know it is huge globally and it is still pretty much in its infancy here, but good luck. Mohammed Sharafuddin, the CEO of Arabian Falcon Holidays, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.